Hello, hello, and welcome to the podcast, How to Get a Man. I am your host, Carolyn Stansel, and this is episode 3, Step It Up. What I mean by step it up is in order to get a higher quality man, you are going to have to set higher standards for yourself. You want to actually become the person that you're looking to attract. And when people hear that they're going to have to do improvements, it can be a turnoff because they think it's going to be something out of their grasp, like something impossible. And it's really not. It's really not. You already have a set of standards that you live by. And everything you've gotten in your life so far is a result of those standards. And you've made it this far, and that's fantastic. But now it's just time to grow. It's just time to grow. And that's something that you really want to do, or else you would not be listening to this podcast. And that's fantastic. And growth is actually one of the key standards that you want to cultivate. You want to always be willing to grow. Always be willing to learn. Some people are of a fixed mindset. They are done. Some people are intimidated by learning. They feel that they know what they need to know to get what they need to get. And if people aren't conforming to that, then that's their problem. And honestly, you want to be flexible. You want to be flexible. You want to see how the world's changing or learn about people and where they're from and what they're into and see how you, if it's for the good, see how you can incorporate that into your life to benefit. We're all here to learn from each other. So if you're willing to learn, that is definitely a benefit. But if you really want to attract a man of high quality, you are going to have to be a high quality woman. And again, it is based on the standards that you live by. So let's review some. So you do have some core standards that you live by. And here are some that you want to incorporate if you are not already doing them now. You want to eat healthy. You're going to have to eat healthier. Eating healthy is not just for the physical benefits. It helps your mind. It helps you think clearly. It helps your body work better. And you want to be a person who can analyze and think long term and have awesome conversations and be willing to grow and be more energetic. Be someone that someone actually wants to be around and care about yourself. A person who cares about themselves is highly attractive. They are highly attractive. People are drawn to that. And it's something someone really wants to be around. So what goes hand in hand with that is working out. You want to be fit. Again, not just for the physical benefits, but it demonstrates that you care about the longevity of your life. And if you eat healthy, then you will probably encourage your partner to eat healthy. And along with that, it represents that you are someone who can carry on someone's genes. Men have it built into their makeup to want to plant their seed in fertile ground. That's what's going on in them, in their unconscious mind. Some bring it right to their conscious mind, but it's definitely in their unconscious mind. So they're always looking for a healthy specimen, someone with bright eyes, bright teeth, clean skin, someone who has great posture. There is a hip to waist ratio, but you are able to manipulate that, I will say. But they are looking for those things. So working out is definitely something that you want to do. And you will stand out by doing it, because there are a lot of people who want to take shortcuts. They want to take shortcuts to not eating pans of baked macaroni and cheese and fried foods and all these things. Those habits catch up with you a lot sooner than you think. And they don't happen when you're in your 60s. They don't happen in your 50s. They could very well take place in your 30s. There are people who have high blood pressure and GERD and everything else in their 30s. And I'm talking 32. I'm not talking 39. I'm talking 32. So you want to go ahead and control that. And just care about yourself. I'm not saying that eating unhealthy means that you are lazy and a glutton or anything like that. It can reflect, poor eating habits can reflect that something else is going on in your life. That something is absent, that you're bored or hurting or lonely. And because food does hit a lot of pleasure sensors, like dopamine, serotonin, all those things, people tend to eat to get the pleasure from it. So you want to pay attention to that. Take inventory with yourself and find out what's going on with that. Because a lot of times your self-image is not one of an obese person, but food can be addicting. So you can hang on to those habits and have a hard time breaking them, but they can be broken if you truly want them to. And you can find substitutes for food, and you can find different ways, and they're definitely out there. Which brings me to another point. You want to read more. There's a statistic in the book industry that shows that in the American population, there is a very small population that reads consistently. And it even gets smaller as they start breaking down books into genres. But actually reading books is really uncommon. There are some people who graduate from high school and never pick up another book again. Now, me, myself, I'm a reader. I cannot imagine leaving high school and being like, well, that's it for the books. And never pick up another one. I honestly cannot see that being a thing. So if you have graduated from high school and you have not purchased not one book from Amazon, if you have not stepped into your library except to use the bathroom or something like that, I'm telling you, now is the time. To go ahead and pick one up. Books are ridiculously cheap. And there are people in other countries who would kill for the privilege we have to have access to books. In this day and age, there are people who do not have access to books like we do. And even if they have books, some are not allowed to read for a variety of reasons, which I will not touch upon here, but no, it's a thing. Okay, so go ahead and pick up whatever you're interested in. Just go ahead and read something, because reading expands your vocabulary. It helps you analyze and grasp abstract ideas, abstract thoughts. So go ahead and do it. Take advantage of it. Also, be mindful of the people you associate with. I mentioned this in the last episode when I was talking about haters, and I talked about staying away from people who cock block you. Yes, definitely. Stay away from those folks. But you do also want to be mindful of people you associate with who are not helping you grow, who do not want to see you grow. Be aware of these people. And limit your time with them. Don't gossip. That's a small-minded activity. Definitely small-minded. You do not want to talk about other people. When you talk about other people, that shows inferiority and your ability to create ideas. When you are with a high quality man, he is constantly working on ideas, thinking of ideas, whether they be to bring a business into existence or if he should start mountain climbing, bike riding, who he should be dealing with, his future, how to generate more capital, you know, bring more money in the house, increase his income. He's always thinking of something. He always has something on his mind of value. So you want to think about that. So those are just some of the basics when it comes to setting standards for yourself. But to really set yourself apart from other women who are probably circling this man on a regular basis. You really want to take inventory on yourself. Really look at the qualities that you have and see where you shine and double down on those. Really go deep into the things that you excel at. Do you have a great personality? Are you intelligent? Are you naturally beautiful? Do you do a lot of charity work? Whatever it is, you want to go deeper into it. And here's why. Because these are authentic traits for you. These are authentic talents. Okay? And when it's time to discuss something that you're passionate about, you want to bring these things up. And you want to bring them up because they are authentic to you. You want to be able to talk about something you genuinely care about. You don't want to try to mirror something that he's into. You know, you don't want to just read a whole bunch of for dummy books and bone up on a subject to impress him. You know what I mean? You don't want to read Poker for Dummies and try to make it seem like, you know what I mean, you some guru or something. No, you don't want to do that. You want to go deep into something that you already care about. If you care about human behavior, if you care about woodwork, if you care about animals, if you care about Christianity, if you care about community, children, anything, you want to double down. I mean, really get into it. And it's not going to be hard because you already love it. And you want to be able to talk about it from a place of love to the point where the obstacles that thing faces angers you. And that's what passion is. It's love and anger combined. Because if it does, whatever is getting in the way that you have to overcome, you talk about how ferociously you want to overcome it. And men really value women who really deeply care about something. And it goes without saying that being authentic is also beneficial. When you're inauthentic, he's gonna find out. You know, even actors forget their lines sometimes. You are going to drop the ball if you are faking it. No one wants to keep living a lie just to say they got a boyfriend or wanting to be a wife. It's just not worth it. That's not a high quality trait. Being phony, that's low vibe. That is ridiculously low vibe. And we're not low vibe around here, so don't do it. You want to be not only interesting, you want to be someone who's interested. You want to be interested in what it is he has to say. Now, it helps if you're interested in his interests. But if it's not, that's okay. But you have to care about what it is he's into and what it is he's trying to do to get it. You have to be supportive. You have to be engaging. Now, if you have no interest in what the man is into, then that's a sign that's not the guy for you. He's a great guy, you know, but you might want to put him on the list of friends and go ahead and set him up with one of your girlfriends. Do not fake it just because he's eligible. If he is talking about sales and you think salesmen are creepy, you don't like their values. If he's talking about he wants to be a trucking franchisor and you don't want that lifestyle, it's fine. It's fine. Everybody is not for everybody. That's fine. But you gotta be real. You gotta be real with it. You can't just be faking it because you don't want to be alone. So if that's not something you want to talk about for the next 50 years, then call it a day and set him up with somebody else. But you do have to care. You do have to genuinely care about what this man is talking about on a regular basis. And then talk about the things that you both value. If he values family and you value family, then chat it up about family. Talk about the people in your family that you love, or the things that you want in the future, or the things that you thought about when you were a little girl that you always wanted. But definitely talk about it. Talk about the things that you share in common when it comes to values. Because ethics and values, they don't change. And I do not recommend you changing your ethics and values just to be with somebody. Those are things that you live by. That's what your personality is structured around. It's what your life is structured around. And unless these values and ethics are hurting somebody or hurting yourself, then I definitely don't recommend changing them. And again, if you guys are not on the same page with your ethics, I definitely recommend you moving on. Definitely. So definitely you do want to know who you are as a person. And a lot of times, people don't know what their strengths are. What happens is that sometimes we get caught up in comparing ourselves to others. I remember for a long time, I used to hear a lot of flack because I did not have the same qualities as my two friends. And it made me play my strengths on the back burner. And that's going back to when I was a teenager. And that lasted for a couple of decades, okay? It was like a couple of years. It was a couple of decades. But you know why it lasted that long? Because I didn't know that I was living the wrong lifestyle. I was going after the wrong things. I was trying to be in the business world. And I was actually a creative person. And I was not black and white, four corners square. That just wasn't me. It was not me. And I do have an analytical mind, but it's more so creative than anything. And it wasn't until I actually stepped out and put my talents to use. And what I did was I followed what came to me instinctively. I just did what made me happy. And I created classes and I facilitated classes and I helped people. I volunteered helping people get back into the workforce, and I traveled and I learned about the people in the places that I traveled, and that was me. And when the time came for me to really sit down and do a self-assessment, it came up with all those original qualities that people criticized me for when I was younger. But those traits had created programs, educational programs that helped people immensely. And I was totally shocked because I thought for years that my attributes were a mistake, that they had no value. But I was listening to the wrong people and going the wrong direction in my life. And it wasn't until I struck out on my own and just followed my heart and my passions that I realized that all my attributes were strengths the entire time. So if you struggle at knowing who you are, if you really don't know where you shine, or you have person after person and quiz after quiz telling you have these attributes, but you have someone else pointing out your shortcomings, making those attributes seem meaningless, then just wake up one morning and think about what it is you would be willing to walk out the door and do for free. Where would you go? If you could just go ahead and just do something for free, you didn't care if you got paid or not, what would you do? Where would you volunteer your time? Where would you go? And then look up what it takes after you actually do it, or after you've actually thought about what you would do in detail and where you would go. After you come up with the idea, look up what it would actually take to do that thing. What are the key characteristics of a person that would volunteer at an animal shelter, at an orphanage, after school program, working with the elderly, learning biomechanics, planting a garden, taking up engineering, learning code? What would it take? What features would it take to succeed at something like that? And then there you go. That's who you are. And one of the biggest things I really want to point out, when you are going after a person of high quality, is to never seem insecure. There's no reason for you to be insecure to anyone. There's absolutely no reason. There is no reason. You do not have to compare yourself to anyone else. Do not put another human being on a pedestal saying that they are better than you. They're not. I don't care how amazing they present themselves. I don't care. They have things going on in their lives that they are not going to tell you, because they want you to think that they're better than you. And they are not. They have shortcomings. They have traumas in their past. They have less than perfect families. They have insecurities. They face all the things that we face every day. They are no different than me and you. I don't care who they are. They are not perfect. They are not. They are not worth you feeling insecure for. So when you look at them and you see them, and they're all polished and shiny, they may have practiced more than you, but they are not better than you. They really are not. Because where they shine, they fall short compared to your talents and abilities. They may have it all together, but they are not genuine. They may be genuine, but they have a jealous streak. They may wish people well, but they don't know how to communicate like you do. They may be able to communicate, but they fall short on the health portion. They don't like working out. They take diet pills and other things that you frown on. So just because they don't broadcast their imperfections does not mean they do not have them. And being secure in yourself means that you are transparent with your insecurities. Your open book. You are not afraid to be like, hey, you know, or if something happens, you're not afraid to laugh at yourself. So you really want to play up your strengths because you are confident in those, but never play yourself down because you think someone else has it all over you. Because you think that someone else is just killing the game and somehow you don't stand a chance. No. Don't do that. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes with that person. Just know that they are regular people. And you're a regular person too. And that makes you guys equals. So I'll add to that. There's some things you can do at a more physical level. Now, we've touched on all the deep interpersonal development, the personal development portions. Okay. But here's some things that you could do cosmetically. If you do feel insecure and you're not sure, here's some things that'll help. Wear bright colors. Bright colors catch men's eye instantly. Men are very visual, as you may or may not know. They will see bright colors and they will attribute that to your personality. So definitely wear a striking orange dress, red, white, yellow, and look stylish. Men love a stylish woman. They love a stylish woman. If you're not sure what stylish looks like, I'll give you a very simple reference. Audrey Hepburn, very stylish. Here's why. She dressed in basic black. She dressed in classic cornerstone pieces that you can dress up and dress down and mix and match with a lot of different things. But here's what Audrey Hepburn wore before you actually go off and Google her to see. She wore cigarette pants, which are equivalent to leggings. They're also equivalent to capris, but like longer capris, but go with the leggings because capris can cut you off at mid-calf, at the widest portion of your calf. And that's really not that flattering. She also wore ballet flats. That ballet flats are very versatile. And Dr. Scholl's had ballet flats that you could actually fold up and put in your purse. If they still make those, get some of those. And if not, I do believe that you can pick up flexible ballet flats online or Macy's or something like that. She also wore blue jeans. We all got blue jeans, right? The most flattering blue jean, I will say, is a dark wash. Now, you can get blue jeans in whatever cut that your body looks great in. But I recommend dark wash because dark wash always makes you look slimmer. She also wore what they call the little black dress. A simple black dress will always make you look striking. And you can dress it up and you can dress it down. So those are the kind of things that Audrey Hepburn wore. Those things are timeless. And you will look stylish. But definitely, you want to look stylish and dress in a manner that complements your body type. So definitely, you can do that if you feel challenged in the confidence area. Looking good will help. You can also smile. Smiling always makes a person look attractive. They always look attractive. And it makes you appear as an inviting person. And that's what you want. Plus, it puts someone in the mindset that you are always happy and a pleasure to be around. And when you have had a rough day or going through a rough time and you feel like the world is beating you up, you definitely want to be around someone who makes you feel good about yourself. Who makes you feel good in general. I think we all want that. So here are some tips on where to go to find a high quality man. If you want a gentleman of high quality, you're going to have to go to places of high quality. You're going to have to go to your better bookstores. You're going to have to go to your better supermarkets. You're going to have to go to your better neighborhoods. You're going to have to go to your better parks. Now, am I talking about you dating some snob? Not really, unless that's your thing. If you're loving the snobs, then hey, God bless. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about someone with higher values and goals and someone who is actually going to like you and not give you the runaround and waste your time and drag you through the mud and all these other things. So, the places you want to go, I would start with charity events. I say charity events because you have to pay to get into a charity event. And if you are the kind of person who are willing to just give your money away to a good cause and pay for a night of dinner and dancing and really not much else mingling, there may be a show. It depends on the event. Then you are a person of higher caliber. I hate to judge someone like that, but normally that's the case. Some people, they tend to, like, you're not going to a concert, right? You're not expecting Kevin Hart to take the stage. You know what I mean? You're not expecting that. Okay? You're not going to a movie, you know, where you expect Kevin Hart to come on the screen. You're not expecting that. You're not expecting that. See, you're actually gonna be going for some dinner and dancing and networking. And that will also take me to going to different lectures and talks. If you have TEDx conferences coming to your town on a regular basis, if you have lectures at your local universities, if keynote speakers come to your convention center, things like that, those are places to meet men of higher quality, because these things are focused on self-improvement, on personal development, or they tend to be about subjects with gravity. So these people tend to have specific backgrounds of great discipline. So I would definitely go ahead and look at those. And again, I would entertain upscale bars and clubs and restaurants. And when I go to these places, I recommend eating at the bar, because eating at the bar means that you are alone, first and foremost, right? You're there by yourself. And you are open to talk. If you are alone and you're not open to talk, you tend to get a table somewhere and a booth somewhere. And if someone wants to come over and talk to you, they have to make a great effort. But the bar area tends to be more laid back. So definitely I would go to a better bar or restaurant and eat at the bar. And there's a good chance that your conversation is going to be a higher quality. I would also travel. I would also travel more. And I would not travel to touristy, trappy type destinations. Like, I wouldn't recommend a Vegas or an Orlando if you're looking for a high quality man. I'm not saying that they're not there. But when you go to those type of destinations, those kind of destinations basically have a theme and they attract certain type of people and they have a certain type of mindset with certain types of goals when you get there. I'm talking about more like in Austin, Texas, or a San Francisco, New York City, maybe Chicago, places that are tourist destinations, but they are functioning cities that have interesting people that live there, and they also have high-end districts, and they have people who are extremely interesting, people that you can get to know, not even just for any romantic encounters at that time, but you are capable of getting to know people for who they are. And thankfully now with social media, you can add them and get to know them and engage with them. And if they are not a love connection, you can go back down and visit and maybe you'll be able to meet someone else there, or they can introduce you to someone else. It's definitely about broadening your network and seeing what happens. There is absolutely nothing wrong with casting a wide net. So with that, I will end this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Please go to Funky and Bold on Instagram and comment and like my posts and follow me for sure. If you have any questions, definitely DM me, and I love questions. I would absolutely love it if you drop me a line or two, and I would be more than happy to engage with you. If you like to hear any specific topic of future episodes, I would tremendously love to engage and present those. If you have any stories that you'd like to share with me on meeting people in your past or someone that you're with now that you think is interesting, share that with me. I will incorporate that in the show. But in the meantime, I want you all to stay safe out there. We're still all in it together. And thank you so much for listening. Take care.